Will you pray with me this morning? Father, we thank you for Jesus. He is the author and perfecter of our faith. We have been justified by faith and have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He paid the price for our sins and has given us through his Holy Spirit the power to walk in his righteousness. Please help us this morning to put aside all of our distractions and prepare our hearts to hear from your word. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord Jesus instituted two ordinances to be observed by the church. One is baptism, an ordinance that is observed only once by a believer as a sign of the beginning of his Christian life. The second ordinance is the Lord's Supper, that is to be observed repeatedly throughout our Christian lives as a sign of continuing fellowship with Jesus. When we participate in the Lord's Supper, we symbolize the death of Christ, because by partaking in the bread and the juice, it represents a picture of his death. Participating in the Lord's Supper is recognition and proclamation that what Christ did for us at the cross. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim Lord's death until he comes. 1 Corinthians 11:26. As we take the bread and the cup for ourselves, each of us is officially declaring, I am taking the benefits of Christ's death for me. When we participate in the Lord's Supper, we are sharing in the benefits earned for us at the cross. This morning, as we recall Christ's death and resurrection and the impact that it had on our lives, let's examine 1 Peter 2:21 through 25. 1 Peter 2:21 through 25. And let's read together. For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps, who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth, and while being reviled, he did not revile in return, and while suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you were healed. For you were continually straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. In this passage, we are not only to recall that in Christ's suffering and his death, that he bore our sins in his body on the cross, but also he gave us an example as to how to endure suffering. Verse 21 says, for you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps. This verse goes back to the end of verse 20, which says, but if when you do what is right and suffer for it, you patiently endure it, this finds favor with God. A believer finds favor with God when treated unjustly, accepts his poor treatment with faith in God's sovereign care. Rather than responding in anger, disobedience, pride, discontent, or rebellion, Christ's example is found in verses 22 and 23. It says, nor was any deceit found in his mouth, and while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. There is no doubt that Jesus faced insults and suffering, severe suffering. Jesus' silence and suffering is notable evidence of his non-retaliatory spirit, because the urge for revenge can almost be unbearable when we experience mistreatment. Christ's life on earth and his reaction to suffering in preparation for his execution is an example to us. The word example in verse 21 means to write under, W-R-I-T-E, write under. It is like putting a piece of paper under something and tracing over it. If you can remember, maybe your parents or a teacher would give you letters to trace over when you were learning to write the alphabet. This was an exact pattern that you were to follow. We are to follow his pattern when we endure suffering. So how do we follow the pattern of Christ? We find the answer in verse 23. But kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. Jesus kept handing over to God every dimension of his life. Christ handed himself over to God, suffering in a perfect, sinless silence, because his confidence was in the sovereignty and righteousness of his Father. Christ suffered and died not only as a pattern for us to follow, but also, more importantly, as a substitute. Christ went to the cross bearing our sins so that we would not have to endure the penalty and punishment of a holy God. This is the doctrine of substitutionary atonement, which is the heart of the gospel. As believers through Christ's death, we are able to die to sin and live to righteousness. This is the true miracle of being in Christ. The penalty for our sins was paid for by his death, and we have been raised up to walk in a new life, empowered by his Holy Spirit. The gospel encourages us to rest in our righteous standing with God, a standing that Christ himself has accomplished and will always maintain for us. Believers, please join us in the Lord's Supper to proclaim our fellowship with Christ. To participate in the Lord's Supper is an invitation from Jesus and is a vivid reminder of Christ's love for each one of us. As you meditate over the bread and juice, not only remember Christ's atonement for your sin, but also recall that we are to look to him as an example of how we endure unjust suffering. As a believer, if you are here today and at this point in time you are struggling with unconfessed sin, please do not hesitate to seek Christ's forgiveness and the forgiveness of the ones that you have sinned against, and join us in proclaiming your trust in Jesus. If you are here and you do not yet have a relationship with Christ, please humble your heart, acknowledge that you are a sinner, and seek his forgiveness. Please know that you are not here today by accident. You came this morning to hear about a Savior who is willing to suffer and die, and to be an example for those who will believe in him. Please don't let this opportunity pass you up to talk with an elder or the person who brought you about the gift of salvation. Please know it is a matter of life with God in heaven or death accompanied by God's wrath in hell. John 3:36 says, "He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." Men, please come and serve the Lord's Supper. Take on your own when your heart is ready.